Hartford Courant, February 8, 1917. Governor calls on selectmen to aid in taking census. Asks them to send him first information by next Monday as part of his plan to determine what Connecticut could do in case of war. Aides appointed to help organize. Actual canvass to get every man in state to commit himself on his military fitness will be started next week. Governor sees mayor tomorrow. To assist him in perfecting an efficient organization to ascertain Connecticut's military strength by canvassing every man in the state over 18 years old, Governor Marcus H. Holcomb has appointed Charles A. Goodwin, Judge Walter H. Clark, Bishop White, and Samuel Ferguson of Hartford, Joseph W. Aesop of Avon, Frank D. Cheney of Manchester, Compensation Commissioner George B. Chandler of Rocky Hill, and Norman Moray and Dwight Holbrook of Hartford. Some of them will lay aside their regular duties for several weeks in order to devote their entire attention to getting the desired information into the hands of the governor in as short a time as possible, so that, if the war should come, Connecticut would find itself well prepared. Impetus was given in the governor's program yesterday by the mailing of letters to the selectmen of all towns in the state, asking them to give freely of their time in taking charge of the taking of military census and inventory of their respective towns. It was announced definitively yesterday that the mayors of the state would meet with the governor at the Capitol tomorrow, as was anticipated in yesterday's Courant. Handsome certificates to be used by the commissioners of the census takers appointed to every town by the governor will be prepared, and each official will be equipped with a special badge bearing the seal of Connecticut and the words Commissioner of Military Census. It is hoped to have the actual work of canvassing started by the middle of next week, which would be very early considering the vast amount of organization work that must be done in every corner of the state before that can be done. The governor's committee, of which Charles Goodwin is the chief aide, had an important meeting yesterday afternoon, and a break was taken until 4:30 this afternoon. Headquarters of the Census Bureau will be opened on the second floor of the Connecticut Mutual Building in the space recently vacated by the Phoenix Fire Insurance Company. Following is a copy of the letter sent to the first selectman by the governor yesterday. Executive Chambers, State Capitol, Hartford, Connecticut, February 7, 1917. Dear Sir, yesterday the legislature, at my request, passed an act empowering me to cause to have taken a census, both of men and resources of the state. The act is as follows: that the governor is hereby to cause to be taken, forthwith, a census and inventory of resources of the state in men and materials available for use in the event of war, and the information thereby accrued shall be placed at the service of both the state and the federal government. Section 2. In the preparation of said census and inventory, it shall be the duty of every public official in the state to furnish to the governor whatever information and assistance may be required. Section 3. The comptroller is hereby directed, upon request of the governor, to draw his orders on the treasury for all necessary expenses incurred in carrying into effect the provisions of this act. Section 4. This act shall take effect from its passage. I deem it of the utmost importance that full information should at once be gathered, whether this country actually becomes a party to the war or not. The present situation is one which calls for the utmost of serious thought and patriotic endeavor on the part of every citizen, and especially of every official of the state or of the towns. I look to you, both as first selectman of your town and as a citizen of Connecticut, to give to me unsparingly of your time and your ability in the task I am about to assign to you. The census is to be taken in each town by agents who will bear a commission from me as governor to carry out the work. I will appoint no man who will expect any reward other than the satisfaction of feeling that he has done his best, promptly and efficiently, to serve his state in time of need. A list of questions to be asked every male resident above 18 years of age, the answers to which should be, at this crisis, be in the possession of the state, has been prepared and submitted to government officials for approval or correction. It is expected that these blanks will be ready for distribution early in the coming week. It will be the duty of each agent I shall appoint to thoroughly canvass the district assigned to him and cause to have the blanks filled in by each male resident above 18 years of age. An office in the Connecticut Mutual Building, number 36 Pearl Street, Hartford, to be known as the Bureau of Military Census, has been opened. All matters pertaining to the census will be handled through the office, and your reply to this letter should be addressed to it. Under the authority vested in me by the act above mentioned, I call upon you to furnish, so that the information may be in the office not later than Monday, February 12th, the names of the men in your town who will undertake, under you as selectmen, the taking of the census. These agents should be selected by you so that each may cover a district of your town with which he is familiar, and you should select them in such numbers that each may have approximately 50 residents to call upon. Immediately upon receipt of these names, commissions covering their appointment will be issued, and you will be furnished with full printed instructions for each agent in the carrying on of the work. You will be required immediately upon receipt of same to call said agents together at some convenient site in your town so that the commissions may be distributed, the instructions fully explained, and the work entered upon forthwith. To reiterate, your immediate duty is to select agents as outlined above and to have their names in the hands of the Bureau of Military Census, Connecticut Mutual Building, 36 Pearl Street, Hartford, on or before Monday, February 12th. Signed, Marcus H. Holcomb, Governor. Mayor Frank Haggerty called a special meeting of citizens yesterday as the initial step towards obtaining a census of men and inventory of resources available in Hartford in case of war, if necessary. Hartford thus went on record as the first of Connecticut cities to act on the recommendations of the special message of the governor. Charles Goodwin outlined a plan of procedure. The work of gathering the information will be conducted by subcommittees in the various wards of the city. A captain will be selected in each ward to have charge. Blanks will be supplied to the members of the committee on which the names and age of each man will be written. If this is not a success, it will not be the fault of the men who volunteer, Mr. Goodwin said. The work will be done if it takes 1,000 men. A model organization in the city will be a fine object lesson for other cities and towns in the state. It is the governor's idea. Connecticut will in turn serve as a fine example for other states. Expert tabulators will be placed in the offices at the Connecticut Mutual Life Building who will take returns. Persons to be seen by the canvassers will be asked what they can do if called on. If a man refuses to give the desired information, his general attitude will be noted. All questions are, of course, not yet clear. We should perfect our organization in 10 days. Material resources. After we have learned all about our man strength, the question of material resources will be in order. This work will be mostly up to the heads of our factories. I have not found anyone not interested in the scheme. The government does not want advice, it wants help. It is the intention of the state to give this help. It is worthwhile to know who is with us and who is against us. Use of the personal tax list was suggested at the meeting. A general committee to ascertain Hartford's capabilities was chosen. This consists of Mayor Frank Haggerty, Chairman, Captain J. H. Kelso Davis, Captain, H. H. Saunders, Alderman, James H. Dillon, Ernest Greer, Major Earl Church, Major Frank McCumber, United States District Attorney Thomas Spellacy, Postmaster David Wilson, Assessor Albert M. Simmons, Frank P. Furlong, Charles A. Goodwin, Major John L. Purcell, Chief of Police Garrett J. Farrell, Alderman Newton O. Brainerd, Warren P. Bristol, and Street Commissioner John F. Gaffey.